Okay.
Okay. So listen.
That man said, "Oh, oh my God, bro! They called him Cockroach though."
So you,
cause they say he used to, like, you know, when you cut on the lights. I grew up, like, back in my day when I was growing up, I had cockroaches, and that's what made me want to go to the NFL, because I never once I had it shit again. But I had a running back I played with. They call him Cockroach. You know why? When you turn the lights on, you know how cockroaches go to the dark. They just run straight to the dark. They said every time they hand this man the ball, he would run the, not the hole, but the hole was that already was covered up. So they called him Cockroach. I think you remember his name too. So what was his name, Young?
I don't know. So
Cockroach.
So that's what I'm saying. So who takes the blame for that? If we want to go back to when they saying bus, right? All these bus.
Yeah.
So this man, can we continue to blame it solely on the athletes?
No.
Or can we blame it? Because I'm not going to lie to you, me playing so long in this league, I know you can, a good player or a great player, sometimes if you don't put them in the right situation, they won't be as good as they could be. They won't reach their full potential. So, like, a lot of these players, like, a lot of these players, you can't ultimately be like, oh, they're a bust. Like, yeah, when they get with a bad, that's it, like,
you go to Cleveland.
Like, I don't care who the hell you are. You get a bad, you get a person and you draft them to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh my God, no. Please don't draft me.
No, I'm just saying, you go to Cleveland Browns and they don't be successful. Like, the organization and the culture in Cleveland is just not good. I don't know anybody that went to Cleveland besides, what's your boy name? Oh, running back.
Chubb
and
the other dude from
the other
Kansas
guy that
City.
Came from Kansas City.
They Chubb, run that. They run really good.
Yeah, they.
What's the dude with the dreads? I know, but he played for Kansas City. He was running it.
Yeah, they run it. He good, run but good. Like, if you talk about quarterbacks and organization changers, it's nobody that I know that played quarterback that went to Cleveland Browns.
Baker
is was successful.
Baker took them to the playoffs. And listen, fuck that. Baker had Jarvis Juice Landry. He had Odell Beckham. He had
so was Chubb. He successful?
I mean, they gave him every opportunity. They just traded his ass. I don't know if, you know what I'm saying.
No, was he successful?
He went to the playoffs. What success? Like, yes, he was successful. Wait, in
went
a sense.
First round?
Yeah, he went. He was the number one pick overall.
No, I say, did he go to the first round in the playoffs and did what?
I don't know. They well,
yeah,
Cleveland. When
yeah,
you
but no,
when you haven't been to the playoffs then in 30 again, years, and then you go to the playoffs. That's a success.
Yes, but I then think, they hold up. I think they went to the playoffs on like a 7-9 record though. You in the Cleveland division? Who's in that division?
They
Cleveland,
got some shit. They got some
Cincinnati.
Baltimore and Steelers and yes. Cincy. But it's before Joe Burrow. So Joe Burrow's legit, right? Baker's like Baker's kind of what I'm saying is I know Baker was kind of when Baker only gave Odell Beckham maybe a touchdown or two in 7 years or however long he was over there. And then he goes over to the Rams and has five and, you know, two games. So then and then they say like Baker Mayfield's, I think Baker Mayfield absolutely shitted on the money. He had a great team in Cleveland. What's crazy to me is that, like you said, if that was Vince Young, if that's Lamar Jackson,
that
if that's any, unfortunately, if that's another quarterback, they don't get any of that.
Right. Do you know Baker career?
Oh, my God. He loves this phone. He can't wait to do this. That's what I get for saying I'm
do
a numbers
you know
guy,
Baker
man.
Career winning percentage?
He's about a good 56.
50.
He plays in Cleveland.
30. He's 30 and 30.
Bro, but yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. So listen, Tim Couch, Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield, Cody Kessler. I can name so many good quarterbacks that might have been good, but like you said, drafted to them sorry ass Browns. So I'm with you when you're right. Who?
Matt Leinart.
Well, he didn't get drafted to the sorry ass Browns.
No, we just talking about all.
All what?
Because he's on the bus list. I'm not saying he's a bus, but he's on the list.
He definitely.
So I know
Matt
that's
Leinart
your quarterback.
He's not a bus.
I know that's your quarterback.
He happened
and
to play
don't
in a
talk about my quarterback crying and all that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
But I know he's your quarterback. So
I don't think they're bus. What I'm saying is when you get drafted to some of these organizations, some of these coaches are so fucking like they're so narcissistic in a way because they believe in what they think right. that what they're going to do is works. And it's like, I done played with so many people that have never really won a national or I mean, not national, but a, like a Super Bowl. So it's like, how do you, I get appalled on how many recycled offensive coordinators there are in the NFL that's never won.
Right.
It amazes me that how you get fired, you were just 6-10 at one team and you get hired to another team and it's like you do the same shit, but they keep recycling. It has to be some type of change at the helm.
Right.
We got to get these old ass mentalities out of the coaching spots where they think that, oh, you're going to either run my offense or you're going to beat it. When it's like, no, like you should really run your offense around these guys or set your defense up around the guys you're drafting. Until they do that, bro, a lot of these teams are going to continue to not have success. Some of these teams have caught on to that. The Rams, man, McVay's young ass understands that. Shanahan down in San Francisco knows what he has. These younger coaches, they get it. And they put their Joe Burrow.
Yes.
They got these young coaches put their guys in positions to fucking win games. We got these old dudes that refuse to change their mindsets and they just gonna fall by the wayside.
So that's what I'm saying. So what do you think happened with Matt Leinart? Is it more so he coming up? Is it more so Matt Leinart was overrated or
hell no.
Or was it
fuck
more
no.
No, I'm not that or he
Matt
like,
Leinart was up for yes, every he was, year he's starting
or,
quarterback.
Shit, Trent, what's his name?
He played with Kurt Warner. That was
Trent Richardson was up for the Heisman too.
Yeah. But that's
so
different.
Was
like
that?
Quarterback.
But what I'm saying though, but what I'm getting back
if you play
to,
for,
okay.
If you
but,
play for, you know this. If no, you play for a coach that
I'm
don't
saying,
want you to be successful as a quarterback,
right.
would you be successful?
No, you won't. But what I'm saying is, can you say, I don't feel like he was a bust, Matt Leinart, but it could be because he played weak ass Pac-12. Pac-10, what it was, Pac-10, some shit like that.
2K.
Weak-ass Pac-10.
So, you
so
take
of course,
again.
He was that. And, like,
what is his
what
conference?
The fuck? Like, no, I'm just saying. The conference could have been weak, and he was just that. And he got to Lee and didn't work out. So, I'm asking you, what do you think it was with Matt Leinart?
It's coaching. It was coaching. It was all coaching. Because, bro, you don't take somebody like Kurt Warner. I remember this. Like, Kurt Warner, I think, had just went to the Super Bowl the year before that. With remember, they lost to Pittsburgh. I remember because Larry Fitzgerald caught a slant, went crazy. Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying? But then you bring Matt Leinart in. Kurt Warner's
but
on his way
Matt
down.
Matt was already in at that time.
Nah.
No, he was.
Bro, what I'm
when,
saying.
When Wich Carter caught that slant, Matt Leinart was already there.
That's what
Matt
I'm
saying. Matt Leinart probably was just
right, so you have
up.
You go from Kurt Warner to Matt Leinart. Like, what I'm saying yeah. is, like, sometimes, like, coaches, bro, you know it. They're arrogant.
Right.
I don't want to teach you everything. Like, when you go from a dude like Kurt Warner that just literally had the greatest show on turf with Marshall Faulk, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, then you get him over here in Arizona and he's running the show. Now you have to really teach a rookie quarterback or a younger quarterback how to run the show. Some guys ain't really on that. And then it's like, oh, you're a prima donna. You went to USC. You should know this. You should know that. And it's like, no, you're the coach. You should teach me this. Just because
right.
I did this at USC does not mean, like you said, this is the NFL. Work with me. Like Jamarcus said earlier on this damn thing, what was he doing? They weren't coaching him. They would talk shit about him because of the shit he would do or how much money he made, but they never came in and would actually coach him.
So you don't feel like he was a bust?
I don't feel like, yeah. I don't feel like...
Jamarcus.
I don't feel like, bro, whenever you make it to the NFL, knowing how it's the 1%, the 0.1%, nobody's a bust when you make it to the NFL.
Right, I don't
You
feel
may not
like
live
he was
up
a
to
bust.
Expectations of other people, but knowing what I came from and that I, like, man, I got drafted 45th overall and knowing how many people wanted to get drafted and ain't never felt that, ain't no way in hell I'm a bust. So when people be on the internet and be like, oh, Lindell, you smoke weed or you drink Patron, and I be like, listen, buddy, I did it and you know me. I don't take heat. I don't get offended by that. I love the fact that you can call my name out and say that I did it. Again, young, me and you are the 0.1%. That's not a bust. You know how hard it is to be 0.1? You know how, like,
you know
when they
how
get your kids,
people,
when they say the kids is like that 99.9% your father, and then is there 0.1? That's us. You know how hard it is to be that 0.1? They're like, oh, you ain't the father? Shit, man, I ain't no way in hell I'm a bust. And then right. I made 30 million plus.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people that ain't never sniffed $1 million in their life?
So that's what I'm saying. So what is it? Is he a bust?
Hell no.
Is Jamarcus Russell? Hell no,
Jamarcus ain't a bust. Like he said.
Who fault is it?
It's the teams. They should have knew better. They should have. It's not him. Because like he said, when he go around here, people, he God. I'm that nigga.
Yeah,
I'm Joe. Bro, when we go around our people, bro, ain't nobody in our life did what we done. So how are we bust?
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, if he's not a bust, and you saying he didn't study, he didn't do this, who fault was it?
Listen.
Like, if I'm, so my point, this is my question. Before I send you home the blank film, right? Yeah. I'm sending you home film that got stuff on it, right?
Yeah.
And you know how it is. Like, we're playing these games. We're doing this, right? So, you know, me, you, smart guy, are just people that play the game, coaches and all, they can tell if a player is studying.
Right.
Or not. Like, they don't have to, like, know. Like, they can tell just off by their play and by watching the game and watching film on that player if they study or not. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can tell that. So being that, okay, if they say it, but what I'm saying is,
to make sure.
But okay,
at that point,
so
they
my
to make
point,
sure.
Okay, exactly.
Like, they want, bro, okay. we paid this man
so
all this money for
thing.
Him to lie to our face.
So that's my thing. So if you know, or this player is not watching film, this and that, how can you blame the coaches? How can you say it's their fault?
It is because you knew.
I'm
like,
just
again,
asking. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm just asking.
I know, but this goes back to me telling you, bro. Do you remember years ago that these people got in trouble for asking the player's mom what she was doing prior to having him, or like how she was raised? Like, talking about, like, I don't remember. It was something like the line, like her, how she was living sexually, right? Youngin, there's no way.
I think
there was a running back from
Dez
from
Bryant.
Washington. The running back. He was LSU. The running back. Remember he said it, I'll never forget it, because he was like, they was asking me questions about what my mom was doing, right? 2K. When you get in that room and these people start asking you questions, you know for certain they know everything you've been doing in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So there's no way, again, that you can tell me that you didn't know that this man wasn't studying. You just hoped. Sometimes you right. They go on a wing in a prayer. They be like, no, we can change him. This man is an unbelievable athlete. He can throw the ball 90 yards in the air. He's this. We can change him. It's no different than like women sometimes. They get a man that they know is a player, right? Nigga been hitting bitches, having girlfriends all over. I'm going to be the one to change him. And then what happens? 6 months later, when they find out or go through the phone, they be like, oh, he still has girls. No, you ain't changing me. I am who I've always been. They can't change that. Right. Jamarcus was that. He just told you. We watched the interview today. He said, man, I don't watch film. I don't never did. I just go out there and what? Make plays. Boy, when that man went in that interview, I guarantee you he told him the same shit. But they was like, nah, we can change him.
Oh, you think he told him that? I don't know.
If they didn't tell, that he told him.
I don't think so. You know, you coach.
Okay, so
combine,
now they, so they feel
and
that
combine, you, them agents, they coach you
no,
up.
No, they
to,
did not him.
They coach you up for
not
interviews.
Him.
Yes, they do.
Not J-Rock.
Yes,
J-Rock told you I make plays.
Ain't no way that nigga.
Yeah, that
ain't
nigga,
no way.
Man. They ain't no way.
Ain't
that
no
nigga
way.
Who?
Listen,
J-Rock said I make plays, and they thought that that was all that they needed.
Listen, ain't no way he went in there and told them that.
Yeah, right.
He don't watch film. He don't study. Ain't no way. Not trying to be the number.
Okay,
one
so
pick.
What I'm saying is this though.
Ain't no way he went in there and said that.
But the fact that he goes on the interview today,
that it's over with now.
Right.
It don't matter. He already got his 35.
But what I'm
he
trying
gonna,
to tell you is
he can
is
say
2K,
that now. He wasn't saying that.
It's been evident. Everybody at LSU knew he didn't study Tim. That's what
so,
I'm. So it might not have
so
been
Nick Saban. Like a female,
no, fuck
bro.
That,
go
bro.
Back to a female.
No, it was
no,
not Nick Saban or Les Miles Young. It was somebody around there. Was like, man, I wouldn't drive that man. He don't study film. You know that. Because guess what? Somebody knew I failed a test at USC, drug test. Guess what? Before I got drafted, randomly what happens before I get drafted in the LA Times. This is a true ass story. You can look it up. Randomly, Lindell fails a drug test at USC the day before draft comes out. Who right. knows this? Somebody at USC knows
Somebody
that.
Knows.
They're going to release it.
Right.
Like you said, we got to save draft picks, bruh. we can't just keep lying to these teams and do it because we need people to get drafted. Right. So I might have told you a fib, or I might not have told the all the way truth. But listen, somebody in that organization told them, yeah, Jamarcus probably don't study as much as you want him to. Or he probably's not a big, okay, that's the way around it. He's not a big film guy. They probably never said he don't study, but they was like, hey, before you draft him, he's probably not a big film guy. And it's like, oh, don't worry about that. We'll change him.
So who fought is it?
That's the team's. It ain't Jamarcus.
The team that drafted my his.
That's fun. Not Jamarcus, because he told you I don't like film. He just told
me. He told me that today, though.
And that was enough for me to know that I know he done told everybody else. You crazy. See, that's what you always try to do, bro. No, you try to play that bullshit.
It goes
you
same
know that's
back
bullshit.
To a female. It goes same back
don't
to
Don't go
a,
through my phone.
No, not even that. Yes. It goes back to a female. Like,
this man crazy.
No, it goes back to it. Like a lot of times.
You believe in him?
No. It goes a lot of times where. Go a lot of times, like, even if you meet a female, right, and your intentions is not to wife her up or anything like that.
Okay.
Like, you're not, and she like, oh, I'm looking for this, this, and that. If you're a certain thing, like, you just trying to hit or something like that, you ain't going to be like, man, I'm just trying to hit. You're going to play the game to hit. So, the same thing with getting drafted.
But right, but
hold
no,
up,
no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait, wait.
Because she same, probably don't have some friends.
The same thing with getting drafted. Man, I know I want to be the number one pick. I'm not finna go in here and tell these people that I don't watch film. I'm telling them, yeah, I watch film. I do this. I'm going to tell them that.
Then but 2K, again, then you know you're getting lied to because I just went in here and I told you.
Nobody finna go in there and say that shit.
See, what you're failing to realize, I know what you're saying. I know we finesse that. But you can't finesse the coaches. You could probably go in there and lie and say, yes, I watch film. But, bro, Nick Saban told him, hell no, he doesn't study. I'm telling you, he was probably drinking a cup of lean before he went in there. Because they got caught. Bro, this is all on film and they know that. This is known that he already got caught doing whatever he was doing. They know this. This is already known, young. So when they go in there and they ask this man a question and he lied to their face, yeah, they probably thinking, okay, no. So what I'm asking you, okay, same shit. If LeBron go in there and lie about some shit and he the number one overall, do you think they're not going to still draft him number one? Fuck no. He lying to our faces, but he's LeBron James. Come on. Everybody had already rated this man number one. Don't matter if you lied to his face or not. So in the NFL world, we're not going to let you get the guy that we think is number one. That's why they rate your ass and they give you a number rankings because, like you said, if this is the best possible at this position or at this time, guess what they're going to do? Draft you. We live, we live.
When I went to college, it was more like, shoot, we going to college. Our goal is, everybody say, don't put all your rocks into one bucket, this and that. But everybody know as athletes what it was.
Trying to get there.
We going to college to get there.
I'm going to college to go to the NFL.
That's the only thing that matters. So it's like, when I got there, the hunger and everything, my focus, everything was on doing whatever I had to do to make it to the league, because I know once I made it to the league, it was going to change my family life. It was just going to change everything around me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we go to college, like, even when, like, people don't understand, like, when we came up, when we went to college, it was still a struggle.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, we're not in our mama house no more, our parents' house no more, this and that. But guess what? We got 3-4 guys off the team. We're all staying in this one house or apartment.
With no cell phone.
No cell phone. We busting down. After you pay the rent and the bills, you might have $200, $300 left for the rest of the month to survive on. So guess what? We're eating
top
bologna sandwiches, top noodles, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So the struggle is still there.
The struggle's been
so
real.
Like, once you go to college, when we was coming out, it's still like I'm still struggling.
Hell yeah.
But now with the NIL, it's like once you go to college, you made it. So my whole thing with it is I'm afraid for the younger athletes, because if I go to college, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not used to no money. Even if I get a $500,000 NIL deal.
Yeah.
I'm living.
Yes.
I could do whatever I want to do, like, especially in college.
Yeah, you
so
rich.
That don't even go to kids getting $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million. So once, say I'm going to college and I sign, I got a $4 million NIL deal and I know I got that.
Yeah.
Where's the hunger? Am I still going to be hungry to make it to the next level? Because like me and you know, if I sign for $2 million, that ain't no money because after taxes, yeah, they didn't hit you. So it's like, damn.
And then you got to go back home and take.
Then
yeah,
you
got
to
so
go
yeah,
home
right.
to
it's
take
not
care
no money
of everybody.
At all.
Lower your money. All different type of stuff going to be coming from everywhere around you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I got this. That's just, do a lot of kids, are they going to look at it like a stepping stone? Are they going to look at it like I made it? Because I feel like that first deal is like a stepping stone to the bigger bag.
Hell yeah.
So when we came out, that first rookie deal was a stepping stone to the bigger bag.
Yeah.
Now it's like that NIL deal.
That's the rookie deal.
That's the rookie deal now.
Yeah.
And you know, we know a million people, not necessarily a million, but we know a lot of people who comes into the league and feel like they made it.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
After that, like, is that, and they never make it to that second, third deal. Know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, is it going to be like, oh, I got an NIL, I done made it, this and that? And are they going to still have that same hunger to make it to the bigger bag? And not only that, what I want you to touch on is everybody knows when you get money,
yeah,
that create distraction.
Hell of
that
distraction.
Create trouble. That create groupies, women.
Yeah.
All of that stuff. So now you gotta, like, you gonna have certain women around, like when you in college and you the man, you gonna have those certain women around. Yeah. But now when they know,
Hollywood.
Oh shoot, I go to Georgia Tech, I live in Atlanta, and this young fella
got a 10 ball.
18 year old, and he just signed for $8 million. That's distractions.
2K.
So like, how do you get around all that?
Oh my God, that's a crazy question you asked, because honestly, young, I've never thought about it in that sense, right? Mm. Bruh, I know when I went to Atlanta at 21 years old and I seen like that lifestyle, like what was happening there, yeah, it changed me forever. LA was unreal because like I was in Hollywood, right? There's nothing like Hollywood in the world, man. So like having money in Hollywood, it can change you. But to answer directly to your point, it's going to be very interesting to see, because bro, you're going to have your bad apples. You're going to have those kids that regardless of how much money you offer them or like, what you thought, like a parent, whatever that, like the parent thought they planned was for their kid, right? You're going to have your bad apples that's going to take that money and probably run. We'll probably never hear from some of these kids ever again. Like, you're right. There's going to be the ones that get that $6 million NIL deal and say, I made it.
Right.
Like, boy, I made it. Man, I don't care about shit you talking about. I'm out of here. But then I also have like, some of them kids that like, let's say like, let's talk about us. Like, we did get Pell Grants. I don't know. See, that's where
you can't put us in it because we never touched millions.
Pell Grants and
all we know was millions was once we got drafted.
A month ain't the same.
Is exactly.
When you can give me $350,000 to go buy a Lamborghini or
that's
I don't know,
saying,
young.
We
it's
can't
gonna
compare
be,
to it.
I can't lie. Yeah, it's going to be very.
Because what you're talking about is.
It's different.
It's different, but it's like what we dreamed of our whole lives is.
Now attainable in high school, in college.
In college. We dreamed of having this big, big old mansion. We dreamed of being able to go buy a sports car. Now I can do this in college.
In college.
So guess what? What am I doing here?
Well, somebody, okay, so look, okay, I got to play devil's advocate, and
some of
I got
them,
a 22,
yes.
But some of them might feel that and be like, I need more. You know how it is. Some people that touch a little bit of power or get a little bit of power in a job, and they be like, I need to be more. Some of them are going to see that and be like, okay, I can do this right here. And this is what I'm touching, and I'm the man here. But you know that some of us sits here still like, yeah, this is cool. And yes, I'm touching big paper in the NFL, like college. I want to go to the NFL. I've got to feel that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to feel that. So, again, you're going to have your bad apples that get that good money and run the fuck out of there and get the hell gone.
You're going to have a lot of bad apples.
You are, but then you're going to have them kids. You're going to have kids like Archie Manning's nephew, that nigga been around money his whole life.
Yeah, but
fuck
I 10
million.
That.
What is 10 million to a dude that literally has Peyton, Archie, and fucking Eli Young? Like, really, what is that? He's really raised around that. So now it's like, bro, yeah, I've never had to want or need for anything. Now
yeah, but
really
you saying that, but that's, come on, bro.
But you're right. I understand what
you're
saying.
You're talking about Archie Manning, bro. That's like the percentage of that. What's the percentage of
not.
That?
Well, what you
but
mean?
The NFL 2K,
the Twins is coming?
No, but listen, the NFL and a lot of college football is made up of lower poverty.
Yeah, it's poverty.
It's not of people
not
who
many kids
like coming in that used
rich.
The money. So that's, you can't speak on that. That's nothing. But, so Archie, he can't even be
okay,
in this conversation.
But that's okay.
Because he used the money.
Okay, knowing where you come from, right? When you got, I know it's the league and it's different, but like when you got your first little bit of money, did you say, okay, yeah, the Titans paid me my little 10, 12, 13, whatever. I don't know. You could drop a dime. Shut the fuck up. Don't do that dumbass shit. You see what I'm saying? He wanted to go and drop real numbers.
Nah, I ain't.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is when they gave you a little Rockefeller hush up money and it's like, here go 10 or 12 million, like, what did that make you want? Like, once you
I
see
wanted more.
But that's what I'm saying. Some of these kids, that's what I'm saying. Some of these kids are going to see what money can get them and, like, the power that it comes with it, right? They ain't going to be complacent. Like LeBron. LeBron was dubbed the king at 18. He got some millions. But guess what? Them shit sat with him. And he's like, man, yes, I'm LeBron. I'm getting this money. But I want to be the greatest of all times. And that shit sat with him. And he kept working for it. Of course, you're going to have us all. You're going to have the bad apples. Like I
but
said.
But how many? That's what my thing is.
It's going to be a lot more now than there ever. Ever has been. You're gonna
do
get
you think
so,
it's gonna be more?
There's gonna be a lot more kids that show
more
the money.
Than exactly. I feel like
it'd be a good 20. Like it'd be a 30% of these kids that
I
were
think
supposed
more.
To. I say 30.
I think more.
And that's like 5-star, 4-star kids where they're supposed.
It don't matter,
to,
nah,
no, because
they're all-star kids when they go to college.
No,
and they become something, and
but you
they're getting more money. But this is what I'm saying though. Like I feel like it's gonna be more kids. To where it's a distraction. Not necessarily where you saying, okay, I done got this deal. I feel like I made it, right? That's only one part of it.
You saying these kids are going to be on campus with a sack. Yeah,
bro,
man. It's
do you
be
imagine, just answer this, right?
I
live
on
wait.
Campus pretty good,
just
but I've
this.
Never had fucking $150,000 in my account.
Just answer this. You was in...
Oh, my God, yeah.
You was in L.A.
Oh, my God.
Right? Even though you played for USC, I'm pretty sure it was certain things that you was able to do. Like, it was certain things that you was able to do while you was there, being that you was at USC and y'all was winning these championships. It was certain things that you was able to do.
Yeah.
But it was still, like, at the end of the day, like, bro,
I ain't got it financially.
Imagine Lindell White. You already said that you was on tour with Snoop.
Right.
And you was doing this stuff. And that was all because Snoop messed with you, right?
Yeah, and I'm a good football.
Imagine Lindell White in L.A.
With $10 million.
$10 million.
As a freshman.
And I don't need Snoop to do whatever. I'm a freshman. I got $10 million. I'm in Hollywood.
Man.
I can do all this stuff. Not even that. I'm Lindell White. I'm Lindell White with $10 million.
Oh my God.
And I got a Lamborghini in L.A. All you got to do is pull up to the club in a Lamborghini, go in there and do your thing. You already know, and TMZ on you, all that. You already know, like, what's the number one thing that caused trouble when you go to these, like, these NFL symposium, college symposium?
It's
and they come in
and
there,
women.
Hold up. Yeah, and they come in there and talk to you and do this and that. It's drugs, it's alcohol, and it's women. And now you got $10 million, you got a Lamborghini, and you're in
every
Hollywood
club.
In Los Angeles, and you got this stuff.
2K, you're hitting.
So that's what I say, distractions. It does not necessarily mean like I got this money and I made it and I'm content. No, it's distraction. That all of that pulls away from The extra work I need to put in on the field, the extra film study, the extra weight room, all that.
Even like you, when I was talking to you and you at ECU and it's like, ain't shit around here. We about to go hit the stadium.
On Saturday, we finna go get the stadium.
Yeah, but I got 10 million. I ain't probably hitting no stadiums.
Listen, on Sunday, guess what? Me and all the position groups, like, we know we off and we got work on Monday. Like, Monday we got this. Guess what? We finna go get some extra gases in.
Yeah, no.
But guess what? Boy, I'm in L.A. Guess where I'm going? Oh, no. I don't even got to tell you where I'm going on Sunday. Man. Tell me.
I'm going to Playhouse. I'm going to Penthouse.
Where you going on Sunday?
I'm going to Penthouse the day party.
My point. So you think you going to run gases or stadiums after you leave Penthouse?
Okay, so 2K.
No, you're not.
All right, but Reggie I wouldn't have, but Reggie would have.
Maybe.
No, he would have.
Yes, because why?
Because we already. Because
he had it at that time?
I don't know. I mean, the story says this shit. He was still working out.
No, I'm just asking
That's what
you.
I'm saying. No matter, some of these kids, regardless if they have it or not, right, they going to still go get it because they want more of it.
Some. I'm not saying everybody. But I'm just saying the type of distractions it is because it start even from high school.
So what I'm saying is, what you're saying is, you really believe 50% of these kids about to fuck their life up with this money.
Like my thing is like,
give me a number. No, listen.
No, but this is what I'm trying to tell you.
You being political.
No, I'm not being political. But before I tell you this, what I'm saying is,
how many kids gonna fuck up their life?
I'm the type of person where I like to think good in things.
Yeah.
I want them. I don't want them to be this way. I want them to succeed and not go the way that I'm saying. But at the end of the day, I'm talking about life.
You talking about based on what you've seen, I'm what talking you've about experienced. Life. Yes, because we've all been to school with...
I'm talking about life. So yes, like I say, it's going to be at least 50% or more going to fuck up. Because like, I 50? Just... Yes, because I know.
Bro, I don't think 50. So what I'm saying is, okay, so even... So you say 50. How many... What's the percentage of 5 stars now before NILs or 4 stars now... that come in and don't pan out? I have to know that before I can say the NIL deal changed, because if you're a 5 or 4 star now, right?
Yeah.
And we ain't gave you a fucking dollar, but you come to our university and you still don't pan out. Like, you was going to be a dud regardless.
Not even a dud, but it's like a lot of those guys, like, when you rank so high and you go certain places, you feel like...
Shit need to be handed to you.
Exactly.
I'm a they baby owe you already. This. They act like guess Honey what? Johnson. They act like your baby.
No, but guess what? Guess what? When you're a 4 star, a 5 star, look how early it starts. I'm a 5 star recruit. You recruit me. Hey, guess what? If I come here, you got to give me. You got to give me
the world.
No, you got to give me. I want to wear number 2.
Okay.
If you don't give me number 2, I'm going
somewhere else. Period. That's how babies act. I had to get 21 at USC.
Exactly, but guess what? So then, okay, we give you number 2. That's where it starts. So we know we want you. We gave you number 2. If you want, you come in. This one, you're a sport already. You feel like everything is given to you. So when we actually get here and you're this guy, but guess what? This guy that we never known that came from where? From
anywhere.
Kentucky, and this guy is really good.
Right.
And he might be better than him, but he's probably a 3-star or 2-star, but he just went highly ranked. Know what I'm saying? So then guess what? So you
now
feel like, so guess what?
No, but see, hold up, I'm saying.
No, I get it, but what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying. Okay,
but
so,
hold up, wait.
No,
but what I'm saying is, hold up, wait.
5 stars ain't balling now. Three star ain't got a damn dollar going to come take that man's job.
No, but what I'm saying is, hold on, no. But what I'm saying is, so this guy, he's coming in. He's a 2-star, 3-star.
Right.
So guess what? He's here now. He's doing all this extra work. He's working this and this 5-star. He ain't working like that. He ain't doing that because he know, man, I was 5-star recruiting class. I know I'm the starter, this and that, whatever. He ain't putting in the extra work.
But 2K, how long has that been? How long has that always happened?
It's always the same.
How long has that happened,
though? Guess what? The 5-star going to come in with a $10 million deal. The 2-3-star going to come in with
nothing. And probably end up in the league and do better.
My point.
But what I'm saying
is... So that's
is,
where it's messing you up at.
No, it's messing...
Because
yeah.
Because if I'm 5-star, you get a 5-star like AP come in and it's just
okay, but what I'm
is.
Saying is maybe you should do this then. So what I'm saying with NIL, because I get what you're saying. So what they should do is what you're saying, lock an NIL up till they're done with college. Okay, let you not struggle. I don't want you to struggle.
I don't want you to struggle.
No, because what I'm saying is this. I ain't saying I'm putting words in your mouth, but what I'm saying is what I'm getting from you is saying, if you was to give a kid $10 million as a freshman, he's probably going to fuck up. But if you say, listen, yes, this money's here, and you got it. Okay, you can draw, let's say, I don't want you ever hurting. So $5,000 a month, because that's you know this as well at Pell Grant, there's no way you can spend $5,000. Then it might, but it will. But what I'm saying is, what you're saying is, if I give a nigga all this money straight up and I give it to him, he's gonna probably be a bust. But if I can hold this money, he's probably not gonna be a bust. That's what you're saying.
Something like that. I feel like the pay structure, like,
what if I pay you? What if I pay you when you get drafted?
No, let me say this. I love NILs, right?
Because you should get paid.
Yes, I feel like we should get paid because I know I've been to college, and I know that. We was broke. We was struggling. So I still feel like kids should get paid.
So what's
for
that number?
All this, right? And I'm not, it don't even matter the number.
It ain't what my fault. I'm a quarterback and I get $8 million.
No, you can't get $8 million. What I'm saying is I feel like if we're gonna do that, I feel like we should come up with a pay structure.
It's too late.
No, I'm just saying what I feel.
Oh, no, it
should
be.
I feel like
been.
We should come up with a pay structure that these kids will still be hungry, still not like, okay, I done made these eight, I'm chilling.
But what? But I get it, but what is a pay?
Because we talked about it earlier, you might get a guy. Hold on, y'all.
I got to ask this question. I wish I could ask the crowd. Because, Young, what makes a kid say I'm not hungry no more? Or what makes me hungry? Is it $50,000? I'm still going to bust my ass and work out every month.
Right.
Is it $20,000? Is it $150,000?
No, I still feel like at the end of the day, like the majority of it should be something to look forward to.
Right. I feel like you should put that money.
Done.
I'm with
like,
you.
Once you're done.
I feel like they should. If you get $8 million, bro, they should put give you 50. Because again, let's be realistic. $50,000 in college, when you know you got cash, you're not hurting for a fucking thing, right? Right. But what I'm saying is, okay, so if you give this kid 50 and he goes in, because look at how icy you are. He see 2K. He want a 2K chain, right? He want to get icy. Ooh. No, what I'm saying, a kid, any kid, he been watching 2K his whole life and you got that shit on, right? You give me 50, I go straight to Johnny. Now I done spent my 50 on just
that's
ice.
On you. Now you still
but no,
but
like- you owe me... Yeah, $899,050. You know what I mean? Listen, whatever the number is, so I need more money now.
Yeah, but before you sign this contract, you already know the pay structure.
Okay.
Any contract, right. You know the pay structure.
So it should be.
So if I give you, that's just like, no, that's just like.
It should be
like
the NFL. It's guaranteed, but you get this when you graduate or when you leave to the NFL.
Yes, you get it. I'm not mad at
that. I'm with you. I definitely believe that. Because they're about to fuck
college football.
They're about to fuck college football.
Because you got some guys.
College football's fucked up, y'all. Because
you
got to think. It's fucked up right now. It's
you got some guys that's not going to even make the NFL.
For sure. But that ain't his fault. He got paid $9 million.
No, but I'm just saying, if he get $9 million and I finish that and I get that. Once I'm finished with college football, I got a jump start on life.
I hear what you're saying.
Know what I'm saying? I got a jump start on life.
Money.
Or, like, I even feel like this. Honestly, if, like, for my kids, right?
Yeah.
If they get NIL deals, right? So, normally, if you're 3 years or 4 years, you either going to spend 2.5 years in college or 3.5 years in college,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
So if they was to get this big NIL deal, right, I would give them a lump sum, like you say, $50,000,
$100,000.
Right. Right? The rest of it, I'm going to put it all in investments.
But what if I don't want to invest my money as a kid?
No, but...
I don't think you should have put my shit in the bank and let it chill until I want it.
But... You gonna put in a regular bank account, or you gonna put in an investment account?
But see, okay,
but that's what I'm saying. Hold up, wait, that goes into something different.
But
that's because you're 2K, you know what you're doing. Go back to 2K.
Go back to Mercy Projects and 1400 2K. You're not doing that.
But if you listen to what I'm saying,
I can't because I'm
you can. No, because it's not coming from me.
I'm talking about Chris Johnson now.
No,
man, that's bullshit. 2K, you coming from Mercy and you get $8 million, and they say. 2K right now.
Are
fuck
you
that.
Gonna listen to what I'm
I don't
saying,
want to because I want to be honest. I'm trying to ask you. Fuck that. We're not talking about political.
You asked me what I would do.
Because you being political. 2K.
No, because you're asking me what
Mercy
I would
Projects,
do.
Mercy Projects 2K would not do that.
No, of course, if I ask the actual kid that's coming from there, of course he's gonna say he won't. But what I'm saying
but
is,
I'm 18 and in charge of my money.
Because
so that's
it's
what
not
they're
in
saying.
Charge of you. We're talking about the people that's NIL. That's coming up with the pay structure, the colleges.
They
we talk about
that.
The colleges. This is what I'm talking about. No,
but that's
this
a whole
one.
Different.
No,
right now
bro.
We can't talk about that yes. because this is the pay structure.
How?
I don't
you're asking me.
Because that's a
no,
whole.
No,
that's a what
me,
if.
You asking me.
Right
what,
now it's
no,
a what if.
Because you're asking me that's what I would do. You asking me. No.
I don't want to hear about what ifs. Because that's a fake. Right now we're living in fake worlds.
It doesn't matter.
Right now these kids about to get $8 million.
No, I understand that. If you're talking to the kid, of course I want my money. But if you're talking to me and you're asking me, if I'm the college and what do I think they should do, that's what you ask me.
But what I'm also telling
you. You asking me what you think, what I think they should do.
Knowing how I know now.
Of course, if I'm a kid.
But I went to USC.
If I'm making decisions,
knowing how many jerseys they made off of me, am I selling my jerseys and doing all this USC. Yes. I want all my money now. Fuck y'all.
Right.
Give me my money.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, right. Of course, us,
but
as
know,
this athlete that's separated from the game now, of course we know, yes, give him a lump sum, put that motherfucker in the class where he knows it's about credit, he needs to know about long-term
yes,
leverage, he needs to
me?
Know about when you get a credit card, or you need to know about, like, yes, when I do sign this contract, I thought I was getting $8 million, but I'm only really about to get $5 million, $300,000 or something, because they take 45, yes. That's what is more realistic. They should have a fucking financial literacy class in that bitch more than anything because that'll understand shit. But right now, that's not real.
Bro.
That's what I'm telling you.
Are you asking me? Financial literacy is what you're asking me. Are you asking me as the athlete? Are you asking me what I think they should do?
I'm not going to ask you.
Which
as
one?
I don't want you to be the fucking university because that's
being,
chumping out.
How? I'm the one offering the kids the money.
No, they're not.
Yes, they is.
The boosters are.
Yes,
not the university.
Are, but when they
it's, a two, it's two different different
yes,
things.
But when I
that's like US Just Love.
Bro.
And you went to UC.
But bro,
like, no,
bro,
it's a big difference.
No, it's not. Because
it is.
When I'm recruiting this kid, I'm telling him I can get you a $5 million deal.
Because
so it's a college.
It's Outback Steak, the nigga that own Outback Steakhouse.
Yes, but it's coming
regardless
through the college.
If you do
Outback
good or
Steakhouse
not.
Ain't pulling up to Outback Steakhouse ain't pulling up to these kids' houses, walking in their living room,
yes,
sitting talking
is.
To their mom and their dad, like, oh, I own Outback. I'm finna give them $5 million. No, it's the fucking
my
coaches
point.
That's sitting
and the
in there.
Coach don't have no fucking
that's
pool.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Outback is paying him.
So what I'm trying
that's
to tell
it
you
is it's not going, bro. I can never believe in a nigga walking in my building that don't have the money.
Bro.
They should have the fucking,
listen,
that's what happens. They should have the fucking, the people that's offering the money walk in so they can negotiate. Now you're talking.
No.
Because if a coach walks in and say, you're paying me $5 million, you're not paying shit. You're
yeah,
just.
Yeah, but it's coming. But what
no,
I'm
it's
saying.
Not, that's not the
he's
university,
a connection.
Young. No, see, NIL
he's
is
a connection.
Different. Y'all got to understand this. The university does not pay these
no,
deals.
They
it's
not.
Different. It's the boosters.
Yes, it's the boosters.
So it's a big difference. It's
but
big.
It,
you're right. If the school's doing
yes,
it in their
the
best interest, we're going to make sure
yeah.
that we teach you this shit. And but guess what?
No,
we just want you to come play football.
So
we're going to give you money. If you fuck up, you fuck up. We don't give a fuck. It's not our money. It's not our money.
It's
the
booster, though.
So guess what? Next year, if you fuck up, guess what? He knows he fucks up, so now he wants to get somebody better. He's going to pay somebody else better the money next year. Hopefully, he does right. It's not our
yeah,
money.
Yeah, but the school,
the,
is, the school is offering it.
But 2K is the
even
booster
even though we
club.
Know it's not coming from the school, it's coming from the booster.
No, but the school's not
but
offering
what
it.
I'm saying, but my whole thing,
that's
what
illegal
I'm saying.
For the school to offer that.
Listen,
I can't wait for a school to find. If I find out a school's offering some money, I'm turning their ass
they
in.
Is. They telling you, I
that's
get you a
illegal.
$10 million deal.
No, what he's saying is the people that own these damn suites
yes,
are going to be able
we're
to pay
you that.
You that. No, they can't do that.
Yes.
I can't wait to see that because I'm trying to.
But what
in.
I'm saying is.
So your school
okay,
been doing that?
Listen,
ECU been cheating.
What I'm saying is. This is what I'm saying, bro. If I'm the player, the athlete, of course, give my money now. But if I'm the university or anybody like that who makes decisions.
You can't.
What I'm saying is what I would do.
They should have did
the
that.
The reason why I say I love NIL and I feel like the kids should get it because they deserve it. But what I'm saying is. What I would do if I was in control of that. That's all I'm saying.
I know
is,
what you're saying, but young, it's been two, it's been 100 and
right.
something. Because 2K, what you're saying is it's not, I'm not, I can't agree with you because the NCAA has been doing this shit for how long, y'all? It's been 100 plus years. It's been 100 plus years they've been making money off these athletes, and they could have been set up some type of direction. When the kids do get paid, this is what we're going to do. They've never done it. They allow kids to start getting paid. Now, of course, you're going to have bad apples that get the money, say, fuck you, university. There's going to have kids that get money, say, I want more. But now they fucked it up, young. They did that to themselves because they weren't willing as the – that's what I'm saying. I'm not agreeing with you because in fucking CAA, they could have been said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pay our athletes and make it even. But they didn't do that. They allowed the government to come in. The government said, fuck, you got to pay them. And now they got to pay them. It's not just the university. It's these boosters. Now they're gonna reap what they sow is what I'm telling you. It's their fault. The universities didn't set up the fucking stepstones or the, you know, you go upstairs and make sure that shit was in place. They never did this. They could have been doing this for 100 years. You know how long the college football has been played? 100 fucking years. Yeah. And they've never set up shit. So now you're paying kids and you're talking like, oh, we should set up a fucking... No, ain't no fucking way. You could have set it up 100 years ago. You didn't do it. Now we're getting paid. We're going to shit on you. I'm not mad if a kid go in there and get fucking 100 million or 5 million and never play a fucking down in football. I wouldn't care. Because guess what? They sold Lindell White jersey at USC and made unbelievable money and I didn't get a fucking dollar. They was playing the NCAA game and all that shit. We didn't get a fucking dollar until we had a petition. Fuck them. Now the joke's on them. I applaud. I think it's the greatest shit ever. NCAA, that's what your ass gets. You shitted on the money yourselves. Now they get paid. You don't get the money. Your fucking fault. You're dumbasses.
Yeah,
and give Reggie Bush's fucking Heisman back.
But yeah, God, but you asked me what I would do and you didn't let me answer the question.
I don't want to hear what you're saying. Okay. I'm smashing and dashing that shit. Man.
So I don't
mind. He's going to cuss me out later, dog.
I can't even answer my question because he asked me a question and not let me answer.
Yeah, I didn't want to let you
answer. Like, so what I want to say, and hopefully colleges or they will take heed to this, right? What I feel they should do with NIL deals, right? They should, no matter how much they give them, say they give them $10 million. I feel like they should give them a lump sum that they feel that can get them through college.
Yes, sir.
Right? And the remainder of it, I feel like they should put it in investment accounts. So while they're in college, that money will be making money for itself. So when they either graduate or they either leave to go to the league, so that same $10 million that they got, now it'll be worth... Right. Say 12 million,
but
13
we're
million.
About
but
the
what I'm
talking
about,
wait, about you.
No, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, that's what I feel like should happen. I'm not saying that they're going to do that or any of that thing. What I'm saying is, I feel like that's what they should do. Know what I'm saying? Because it don't make sense for us to be in college and we can barely eat, right? Because once the cafeteria closed, you're on your own. You can barely eat. So I feel like what they should do with giving these NIL deals and why I feel like it will still keep the athletes hungry and still not just be like, okay, I got it. I made this and that. You take that money, put it in investment accounts, and then it makes money for itself. And then once you graduate or go to the league,
you trying to get the money back to the same motherfuckers that don't want to give you money. I would never in my life give the NCAA my money to
invest. No, you're not giving it to
the
NCAA.
No, fuck that.
I didn't say give it to NCAA.
So what I'm saying is
I say put it in investment accounts.
Right, but remove the NCAA.
No, you can.
Remove the NCAA.
Yes, of course.
So you're saying the coaches should hire some people to help with their money. Okay.
Yes.
But fuck the NCAA.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I hear what you're saying.
But the NCAA is...
No, I can't do that. They're the entity.
No,
I can't even allow you to keep
saying
that.
You're not finna see what I'm saying.
Because they keep paying everybody else but us.
No, you're not finna get... This is what I'm saying is...
Fuck the NCAA.
The NCAA still oversees that you...
No.
Wait. Let me...
I can't
allow
you to oversee shit.
No.
That's why these kids are
taking
money. We need the government or somebody else to oversee the NCAA. Fuck NCAA. The NCAA is the police. They're crooked as fuck.
That you just don't give these kids the money flat out. You make sure that they
fuck the NCAA, that they
don't give them the money that they do put in investment account. I'm not saying the NCAA is in charge of the investment account, but you can hire your own financial advisor or the university should hire investors are
shouldn't be no worse.
Investors and stuff like that.
It should be that, individually.
No, yes.
It should be outsourced. What I'm saying
yeah,
is,
you
bro,
can outsource, I don't feel I like still the feel like they should put
or the NCAA
in investment
should,
accounts.
What I'm
I
saying
feel
is
like
the
they
school.
Should put in investments accounts and they get it later.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I want them to be over, like making sure these kids actually do.
But see, that
invest, but not through them. They get their own people
yeah,
to put in investment accounts.
It gotta be independent.
The NCAA gotta see that it's in investment accounts.
Bro, you gonna invite me back? I can come back. We can do this again.
Yeah, we're gonna rock out again, man. You know we're gonna do this, man.
But you know what I think we should do next time, bro? We gotta get into some real life stuff. Football is cool, but you know, like I see you got on your home. What's that gallery department? I don't know. You paid a lot for them pants, I know. So we can talk about some other stuff, man. Free Thug for sure. Free my guy Thugger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. I think this smash and dash might be a hit, man. Only if you stop talking bullshit sometimes, though.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, we're going to get into it. We have a lot of different episodes about a lot of different things and stuff like this, man. I think this was fun. Good way to jump it off, man. My guy.
My guy.
You know
always.
What I'm saying?
I love you for life.
Always. And, you know, this the first one. So, you know what we need to do, man? We need to toast up to it.
Yeah.
Take us a couple shots to this, man.
Let's get it, man.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you know, it's going to be a tradition to the Smash and Dash show. You know, we always going to toast to the good life. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
risky.
This is what we're going to do. Free all the guys.
Free the guys.
Toast to the guys, man. Toast to this podcast, Smash and Dash. We're going to be at you every week, every other week. All type of topics, man. You dig?
Yeah, hide your chick, because I'll smash and dash.